This guided meditation is a common meditation that we use in IFS called the Self Path. And there is a little bit added to the end of it that is an unhooking process that I received from a therapist I was working with who was also a shaman. So we're going to start with finding a comfortable position and closing your eyes. And just letting yourself feel where you are right now. Noticing your breath. Not trying to change it or breathe in any particular way, but rather inviting your breath to breathe you. Allowing your lungs to get all the air they need. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, just breathing. Breathing yourself bigger. Breathing into the fullness of your whole body. And expanding into the space around you, so taking up your energetic body as well. And inviting that breath to support all the different parts of you, so that all the aspects of you can also take a breath. And the invitation here is to, in your mind's eye, find yourself at a beginning of a path. Perhaps one you have never taken before, but that exists just in this moment. And don't yet walk on the path, but just be there at the beginning. Just noticing, just breathing. And before you begin on this path, turn around and see all your parts there, all the many aspects of you there at the beginning of the path. Some parts you may be aware of and known, and some parts may be as yet unknown to you. So energetic parts and sad parts and grieving parts and trauma parts and managing parts, all the many yous. And again, as you breathe, inviting and offering your breath to each of these parts. And let them know that in a few moments you are going to be taking a journey on this path, and ask them if they would kindly wait for you at the beginning of the path. You can offer anything that they need to be comfortable there, snacks or games or reclining chairs or puppies, whatever they need to be okay. Letting them know that you're only going to be on this journey for a little bit. And that you're taking this journey in order to be the most supportive to them that you can be. If there are any parts that have concerns, go ahead and address them. If there are any parts that are particularly resistant and just really don't want to stay, you can kind of offer a little kangaroo pouch and let them know that they can be safe there. But that this journey is really about you connecting and being in your greater self in order to be of service to them. And when you're ready, beginning on this path, take your time. Notice what's below you. Notice what's to the right of you. Notice what's to the left of you. Notice what's above you. And noticing what's in front of you. And as you continue on this path, notice if you are looking through the eyes of you that is walking, or if you are observing the you that is walking. And if there is an observing you, again, ask that part if it would kindly go back to the front of the path and wait for you there. Breathing into the body of the you that is walking. And looking through the eyes of you that is walking. Continuing to notice. Continuing to observe. And at some point, you will come to a clearing, a large clearing. It may be a field or a lake, some other open space. And as you enter into the expansiveness of this open space, just be. Notice how it feels being here. If there are any difficulties, acknowledge those. And again, ask them if they would kindly be willing to go back to the beginning of the path. And keeping this, notice on the opposite side of this open space, a person that you have difficulty or conflict with, perhaps not the most difficult or the most conflictual, someone with whom there is a bit of a rub, bit of dis-ease. And allow them to stay there on the opposite side of that open space and notice what happens inside of you as they enter this space. oftentimes with conflictual relationships, we can then perceive how their energy is moving into us. It may look or feel like hooks or nooses or dark clouds or some other version of energetic invasion. And then however they appear, the invitation is, for example, if they are hooks, to unhook them. You can imagine almost like a retractable vacuum cord. And if you just give it a little tug, it begins to retract. If it's clouds, you can invite wind to blow it back, or some other way for that person to take back the energy that they are moving into your system. And you can do that with words that are something like this. This is not mine. It does not belong to me. I return it to you so that you may use it for your soul's higher purpose. If it feels too much having that person in the space, you can erect an invisible wall in between you two, so that when their energy moves back through that invisible wall, the wall seals up behind that energetic invasion so that it can't come back. And continue with that until all that person's energy is back with them. And again, breathing yourself bigger. If you are on the ground, you can then invite the awareness of the earth's energy moving up into your body. Any damages where hooks have caused or abrasions, allow the energy of the earth to feel and heal that. So that you have the fullness of you. And when that feels complete, now become aware of any energy that you have pouring into them. Resentments, confusion, anger, need. Any other places of your energy that is being poured onto them, draw that back. With a phrase something like, "This is mine. It does not belong to you. I reclaim it for my soul's highest purpose." Reclaim all of that energy back into your body and back into your system. Continuing to feel the earth and the sky and the atmosphere energy supporting and surrounding you. And when that feels complete, you can invite that person to move out of that space, back onto their own path and their own journey. And notice how it feels being in that open space now. Notice if there are any creatures there with you, any guides, any supportive energies or beings. And just breathing. And soon you will be making your way back on the path. But know that this place is available to you anytime. And as you begin to head back on the path, do take your time. There's no rush. Again, noticing what's beneath you, what's to the left of you, what's to the right of you, what's above you, and what's in front of you. And when you do make it back to the front of the path, notice how those parts greet you. Offer them gratitude for their willingness to stay at the beginning of the path. Offering them care and kindness and love. And taking a moment to let them reincorporate . And when that feels complete, come back into your physical body, noticing your breath, noticing the places of your body that are either touching floor or couch or whatever they're touching. Noticing the support upon which you stand or sit or lay. Breathing yourself bigger. And whenever you're ready, opening your eyes, noticing the environment around you. And offering this more expansive view to take up space in the rest of your day. Many blessings to you.